You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the visual arts. And joining us, as always, for this segment, Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Hi, Lisa.
And to begin the segment, we have a special guest. He's an artist, designer, has worked with theater productions across the country, taught classes at the University of Michigan Department of Theater, and owns A2 Print Studio in Ann Arbor. Welcome, John Katosky.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Thanks for coming. Give us a little background about who you are and what you have been up to.
Well, I'm a visual artist. I've lived in Ann Arbor for just over 30 years. About 8 years ago, I went back to grad school and got an MFA. And as part of that, I took up printmaking and have since become a printmaker. So I have a show, upcoming show, at IPSI at Gallery 22 North. It's called Pulse Nightclub 49 Elegies, and it's a series of monoprints that I made after the Pulse Nightclub massacre 2 years ago in Orlando.
What will it look like? What will we see?
Well, what I did was work with a lot of sort of symbols that the elegies aren't sort of specific to each of the people who were massacred, but more just one print for each of the people. And I worked with a lot of different symbols to sort of evoke the idea of a nightclub. For those of you who don't know, that for LGBTQ people, a nightclub is really like a sanctuary. So upon hearing that news, it was as though people were massacred in a church or a temple of some kind. And I have to say I was pretty shocked when I heard the news, and I didn't really have a vocal response, which is unusual for me.
We've enjoyed talking to you in the lead up to this.
I do like to talk.
So when you say create prints, do you draw them or paint them, or how are they created?
I work with what's called monoprinting. So instead of creating like a woodblock carved print where you would carve the print and then addition it and get 12 of the same or 20 of the same, a monoprint, some people call it printmaking as painting. It's sort of the closest that a print can get to a painting. So it allows me to incorporate collage, stencil. I can do woodblock. It's sort of like mixed media printmaking, which is how I worked before I did prints. So it really sort of resonated with my working process.
This Pulse Nightclub show exhibition is very responsive, to kind of the energy in our society these days. Has that been something you've always approached your work, always responsive, twists and turns?
Absolutely. I'm not good at making pretty. Like I appreciate it, but it's not how I work in my studio. I need to have some sort of emotional or intellectual investment in what I'm making. And so I'm often responding to stuff that's happening in the world, personally to me, or maybe in the greater culture, like the Pulse Nightclub. But I'm really interested in LGBTQ issues, and that tends to be a lot of the focus of the work I make.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like to create this?
Well, part of the reason I work in a series is the work for me feeds itself. So as I start, prints start sort of making themselves ahead of me. But the other thing it allows me to do is sort of get more deeply into the whole sort of idea of what I'm making. So, as I went through that process, it made me think of a lot of different things, like what must that been like to be in a dark nightclub dancing and suddenly people are dropping around you. So it sort of allows me to put myself in that space in different ways and just reflect on how I want to visually talk about it.
When does the show open and where is it again?
It's at Gallery 22 North in Ypsilanti. It's also Pride Fest. It's June 1st, the first Friday night as well. So there's going to be a lot of activity that night downtown and in Ypsilanti.
And you were saying meditation might be part of this?
Yes, I'm going to have a silent meditation on the second anniversary of the Pulse Nightclub massacre, which is June 12th. It will be from 7 to 8. I'll be holding a 49-minute silent meditation for the victims of that massacre and for really anybody who's been affected by gun violence.
I mean, I love to hear about things like this because it's the idea that art exists in our lives in so many ways. Mm-hmm. This creative expression is an opportunity for us to reflect, smile, cry, just to feel.
Yeah.
So, when you get around inspiring artists who are really taking something that's happening, taking energy and ideas and putting it into work and kind of opening up a way of seeing and a way of thinking and feeling and sharing that with other people. It just is, I don't know, it's the real richness of art making, and it's the real richness of having artists in our community like John. So
I agree. I just prefer art that engages people. I like to call it like an implied narrative, that there's a story in my prints, but it's up to you to decipher the symbols and the signifiers in the print.
John Katosky, thank you so much for sharing your information. We'll put all the links in on our webpage, WEMU.org, and best of luck.
Thank you so much, and thank you for covering the visual arts in Washtenaw. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. We've got more. Leslie Sobel, another local artist, has an exhibit coming up.
And she's also at 22 North. You know, Leslie went on this expedition in like the remote wilderness of Canada, this Eclipse Ice Field, and in response to that is having a show that talks about climate change, the kind of dynamics of ice, and will be on exhibition at the 22 North Gallery, May 4 through 26. It opens with a reception 7 to 10 p.m., and the address is conveniently 22 North Huron.
That's right.
In Ypsilanti.
All right. That's another local artist that we love to talk about and feature the visual arts here. What else is coming up?
One other local artist that is going to have a show as well is a real treasure for our community, Ellen Wilt. Ellen has an art-making career that has spanned 50 years. An alum of the University of Michigan Stamp School of Art and Design. She has a show coming up that really reflects on her life of art making, and in particular, her use of materials, often experimental, often playing with different artistic mediums. I think folks that see her work will, one, be inspired by the work, but hopefully they get a chance to meet Ellen and just feel her energy, her enthusiasm, her verve. I don't know. Whatever what it just feels to be around an electric person.
Well, you're welcome.
Yes, I feel it all the time, Lisa.
I think we have a lot in common.
So this show runs May 31 through July 8 at the Stamps Gallery. Again, it opens up. That's on Division in downtown Ann Arbor. Opens on May 31 with a reception 6 to 8 p.m. Ellen Wilt at the Stamps Gallery. It's going to be special.
Looking forward to that, and also looking forward to one of my favorite events of the year, the Westside Art Hop, coming up May 19th.
So while the shows that we've talked about are about people that you kind of know, the Art Hop is a wonderful moment of discovering people that you don't know. You know, it's
in their own homes.
In their own homes. So it's the space in between 2nd Street and Eberwhite Woods on the west side of town, downtown, or west side of Ann Arbor. Yeah, folks will just open up their homes. Each will have 1 to 4 artists that are showing their work. You get to talk to artists. Certainly their work will be for sale. That happens on May 19, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., rain or shine. That's a nice thing about it being indoors. And westsideArtHop.com is the place where you can get all your information about the day of events. But should be cool.
I love it. Lots of local community things happening. Lots of great artists, and we're happy to share their information. And again, we'll put all the links and more of that on our webpage, WEMU.org. Omari Rush, Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Thanks.